Hey there, guys. This is Chris coming to you from a lovely island of Cyprus once again. Another beautiful sunny day. Welcoming you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast on this beautiful Sunday, on this beautiful now. So on Sundays, we talk about motivation. Funny word. Funny word. I don't know. I think I say this often, but it's always such a funny word, you know? It all breeds from the motivation, you know? I mean, when you look at the word motivation, you can find the word motive in it. The motive, you know? I mean, that's a key thing. Because, you know, we can say a lot of things, we can do a lot of things, but what really matters is your motive. And if you don't know the motive behind certain action, then you don't really know the action, do you now? I mean, you can look at, for example, let's say, a mom is punishing her kid for not, you know, being good at school or whatever. In a really bad way, you know, really, 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 really bad way. And like, you're thinking like, man, that's too much. Why is she doing that to him? You know, and you don't know anything. You don't know her motive. You cannot judge. But if then you sit down and talk with her and she's like, but he did this, 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 and 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 this. For her motive is going to be justified. You see what I'm trying to say? Like, you can never really judge if we don't know. We should never really judge. Judge not, or you will be judged. It's something like that in the Bible. But you get the point. So motivation. Motivation is, it's everything, you know? It's everything. Whatever you do, there is a motivation behind it. And if that motivation is not aligned with your well-being, if it's not aligned with your best interest, chances are you will not get the most out of the situation. Because if you are doing things for false motivations, you know, motivations that are not serving you, you're going to be very unhappy. It's going to start to have a huge effect on you and your state. And you'll just feel that. It's not like I will just come. You'll start feeling that. If you are doing things for other people, you know, if you are not putting yourself first, and let's say you go to university because of your mom and dad, because they always wanted you to become a lawyer or a real estate agent or a teacher, you know, and because they were telling you that, but there is money in that job. Oh my God, yeah, you should study that. Yeah, lawyers make good money. What? For example, what? What are you talking about? You're telling me to go study something because there's money in it? You kidding me? You kidding me? You're telling me to base my whole career on the aspect of money? I'm not dissing on money. If you listen to this podcast before, you'll know that I'm not dissing on money. But money is not the motivation. Money is a byproduct. You look at money and you're like, yeah, money is going to come. I mean, you can make money in any way. Lawyers make good money. Teachers can make good money. Real estate agents can make good money. You decide how much money you're going to make. You decide how much money you want to make. You shouldn't come from that mindset of other people, you know? Because when you let other people influence you so much, you know, you're starting to lose. You're starting to lose your alignment. Because, I mean, the way I've seen it is like, it takes off the burden from you, and it's like, okay, so the choice isn't mine. And that makes you so weak. It's like the domino effect. Because it's not coming from you. It's not your true motivation. It's something that other people are telling you to do. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to other people. I mean, the people you listen to are very important. And that's why you should always listen to the right people. Whatever it is you want to do, you want to be a millionaire, you want to be the best soccer player ever, you want to be the best boxer, you want to be the best photographer, you want to be the best chef. Like, if you want to become the best chef, you should learn from the best chef. Because if you go and learn from a really bad chef who can't even cook a souffle, how do you expect to become a good chef? You can't. If you go and learn from somebody who's only cooked like really bad dishes, for example, that's what you're going to learn. You know? So that's another important part. Who do you listen to about what you want to do? First of all, you should listen to yourself. You're like, okay, so I want to become a chef. That's what I really want to do. Like, I feel like every morning when I wake up, I feel like I want to cook. I want to help people by giving them my amazing food. If you feel like that, that's great. That's amazing, you know? Each and every one of us have our own talents and our own wants. And everything is fine as long as it's truly what you want. And that's how it is. Then you are set, you know? And what's the next step? Okay, so I want to do that. Okay, who's going to teach me to do that? Boom, you go and find the person that's going to teach you. And you start working on it and you start fulfilling your desires. You start fueling the motivation the right way. And then more things come and you start building a building, a building, a building, a building, a building, a building. Because you can't expect to live like a good life if everything isn't aligned. You can't live a good life if your job isn't your motivation. If you don't truly want to do it, how can you live a good life? You can't. You can't, because it's gonna affect everything else. It's gonna affect your relationships. It's gonna affect how you react with your kids. It's gonna affect the things you're telling with your friends. You know, you're gonna start hating your life. You're gonna wake up in the morning and be like, "Yes, I'm going to serve people." Whatever it is you're doing, you know, everything is okay. Remember that. Nobody can tell you. Maybe somebody want to make millions, go and make millions. You want to be in the middle class, go and be in the middle class. But enjoy it. You know, let it come from you. Let other people influence you, but the right people. And you'll start finding a way, you know, you'll create your own self. Because when you think about it, we're all standing on the shoulders of leaders. Because that's who we're learning from. And don't forget your books. That's how I want to close the podcast. Don't forget your books. Books are amazing. Books are a gift of God, you know. I don't know which God, but I'm telling that the God is like all this energy around us, you know. Thank you for listening, guys. This is Chris signing off. Hope you have an amazing day, an amazing life. Keep being awesome. And if you want to have a chat, you want to talk about anything, just shoot me a message. And yeah, I'll be cool. Thank you for listening, guys. Bye-bye. You only lose when you stop.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.